You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Today is a national holiday, Pat. It is the first official full squad workout for the Minnesota Twins down in Florida, where you report on Royce N. Chain this time of year.
Yes, I do. I missed the last 2 years, but it's nice to be back. I mean, I've told you guys this before. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of my first spring training in 1974.
Wow.
Now, those were the drinking days. That's when spring training was really something. But, writing two cycles for the St. Paul paper, the Pioneer Press and the Dispatch, and squeezing a little drinking in between, that was a long day, man. But a
couple cocktails for lunch.
It was fantastic. But Orlando was it was a lot of fun back then because the access, obviously, could run all over the place and just walk in and do anything you wanted to. We got a little more restrictive now, but it's okay. It's still fun. And it's the first official day today. I had a good talk with Louis Varland yesterday. I still think they got to look at him as a starter because they only have this Di Sclafani they got him penciled in as number five now, but the guy coming here with a bad elbow.
Yeah. He's in pre-operation for Tommy John surgery.
And where Louis's brother Gus has wound up with the Dodgers. He's on the 40 man with the Dodgers. He was drafted by the Dodgers, signed with the Dodgers. The Brewers took him in the Rule 5 last year. He was pitching good early in the year, and he got some kind of injury. I think he got hit with a ball or something. And when he came back, he got hammered around, and the Brewers put him back on waivers, and the Dodgers took him back for half money if he doesn't stay. It used to be $50,000, and then you could get him back for $25,000. Now it's $100,000, you can get him back for $50,000. So the Dodgers took him back, and he's on the 40 man out there. It would. I don't know if they're looking for big help, big bullpen help that he could squeeze into that bullpen, but that'd be a pretty good gig being there with Ohtani and the boys.
On Louis Varland, are you buying him as a starter? Because the Twins, Falvey, they're pushing him. Hey, we like him as a starter. Are you buying him as a starter?
Yeah, I know who really likes him as a reliever, our manager Rocco Baldelli, after what he saw last year in September. But I really don't think they have any option. I think they have to look at him as a starter now because, when's going to become the first crisis as far as their starters are concerned? March 20th or so?
Week.
Yeah, I mean, it could be any time with Di Sclafani. By the way, I already sent in the column yesterday, and he was mentioned in there twice, and I've been informed by my editor Chris Miller that I spelled his name twice wrong both times.
Two different variations,
ways, but wrong. So I'm good luck to him. I don't have anything against him, but It's gonna be July.
But if I can't spell your name, you're gone.
It's gonna be July before I'll even be.
Discla, not gonna work here anymore.
Pitching in this rotation.
I've never seen a guy with the L right after the S. You always just got to put an I in there because you think you're talking about an Italian. So you got to put.
Throw an extra vowel in there. Yeah, somewhere.
Right. Doesn't work, but I think they got to look at him that way, and. I'm a big believer we got to stretch him out. We got to have him stretched out to be a starter. You can have a long man in the bullpen. I still say you can have a long man in the bullpen and let some guy pitch four innings. And, if he hasn't pitched in 2 days, let him go out and throw 50 pitches in the bullpen. I think the guy can be on your club, but if he's not in the five-man rotation, he'll be in St. Paul. Because that's just the way they do things now. But I don't know. I still Jim Perry. Now, this is ancient times, but if you look back at the real successful teams in the middle, he was their long reliever and spot starter, and he'd end up pitching about 130 innings, you know. So and then he became a Cy Young winner, became a starter. So I still think he'd have a long man, but I'll never win that argument with these geniuses. So he's probably going to be insane. He's a fired up kid though, man. I like his attitude for sure. Cause you know, he's the all time winning wrestler at North St. Paul. He started as a seventh grader, 103 pounder, and ended up at the state meet at 160 as a senior, but he weighed about 185 all summer. So he had to take 25 pounds off to wrestle back then. But those guys are all nuts. I love wrestlers in any other sport. I'll take a wrestler anytime.
Cause yeah, they're tough, man. That cauliflower ear toughness is what they have.
And I asked him how many of his wrestling teammates played baseball. He said zero. They are not really compatible sports too often.
No, they're not really.
So does he care about starting or coming out of the bullpen? Like, what's his attitude about this?
No, I heard this story not from him, but from somebody else. When they called over to, or they sent over a message to Toby Gardenhire to have him, he was scheduled to start, and they to have somebody else start the game and use him in relief, you know, in Varland. And when Varland found out, he raised holy hell. I'm a starter. I heard that he, you know, was screaming at Toby and everybody, I want to start. Well, this was only, I was looking it up. It was only one game. And at the end of August, they used their opener for two innings, and then he pitched four innings. But he was really dedicated to being a starter. But right now, he'll do anything they want him to do to make the club, you know. Right. So he's changed his attitude on that a little bit. But he's always saw himself as a starter. So
hey, what's our plan here with Byron Buxton? Is he with restrictions or what's the deal?
I would guess. I kept telling Judd this, Phil, and I think you guys probably agree. But I bet we don't see him in center field till March 15th. Do you know? I don't think opening day of spring training he's going to be out there running around. But if he is, then more power to everyone who's trying to see if this works or not. But
would they just be trying to keep him off his feet for as long? Yeah, see, I would almost go the other way and just let's find out.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Let's, you know, I mean, and he can be like the rest of the regulars and play three innings to start with, right? Mm-hmm. And then and then by March 15th, you're playing seven or eight. I think they should do that. What good does it do to protect him, and then just play him first on March 15th? And I don't know if that's what they're going to do. Maybe I'm going to run over there now after I'm done, and maybe Rocco can give us some, I'm sure he'll be asked about that, and give us some hint as what the plan is. The plan's probably based on whether he's doing workouts and saying, man, I'm fine, let's go here. So, or I got to take today off. Well, the great drama of this is who's going to be your rotation, how you going to replace Sonny Gray. But the other great drama is Buxton at center field. So
absolutely.
We all wanted it. Everybody, the fans all last year wanted it. And, it would be interesting to see how they came to this conclusion. Did he go to them? Did they go to him? Was it just sit down for an hour and hash it around and say, listen, I got to play center field. You got to play center field, but the DH is not your deal. So, you know, and the thing is, if he starts playing center field, you know, if he plays 4 days a week or whatever, then you can DH him a day too, right? I mean, once he gets in his groove, you can.
Or do you not? And just sit him.
I suppose it depends on how he's swinging the bat too. But right. It's going to be interesting. What's also going to be interesting is if you need a full time center, a backup center fielder, that's not Willie Castro. So then somebody like, I saw Judd, you said, bring back Michael Taylor. And that wouldn't be a poor guy. He's one of those guys Boy, there's a lot of veterans that don't have contracts right now. Yes. Man, they are they are really slow walking the free agents because there's a lot of people in a twin situation losing a lot of money on their regional TV. So they look at that list. Bellinger hasn't got a contract.
See, this is why I wonder, because there's a couple Boris guys out there. I keep going back to the deal that they did with Correa 2 years ago. Snell, Bellinger, is there like a 1 year and then we get to decide on the player options for a few years?
And does the owner say, oh, heck with it. By the way, if they're getting back $40 million of their TV money or 38 or whatever it is, then they're losing. And then they're losing 15 instead of the 50 they thought they might be losing. So, they could up the ante here and, change the attitude completely. Snell, I can see a, but the trouble is, what'd you have to give him, 30 for the 1 year, Snell?
Probably between 25 and 30. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have to give him player options for years two and three.
It'd be the same deal with Correa. Mm-hmm. Listen, there's nobody more surprised that Correa is still with the Twins than the Twins.
Yep.
that was a 1 year deal. And then the fact that he couldn't go out and find another contract is the reason he ended up staying here, obviously. Yep.
But you'd only really need or want Snell for 1 year anyways, right? You like his injury history and his lack of innings.
Oh, God, it'd be great. It'd be great.
1 year, 135 innings, and hopefully be healthy in September, October.
Have Carlos call him.
But here's the deal. If he's looking for the big contract, he's a five and fly guy already. When he's great, you know, he goes six. He's, you know, fewest innings pitched ever for a Cy Young Award winner, I think.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be, you get him, you're going to get five good innings. That's it. You know,
he'd love that here, though.
Oh, God, yes.
It would work perfect here.
Yes.
It would. And I'd rather have his five innings than Di Sclafani's five innings hanging by a UCL thread,
You know who has become underrated and a guaranteed, and I voted for him for the Twins MVP, and I was the only one, Duran. Duran is the most important guy they got walking around, isn't it? I mean, to have somebody, what did he do, blow two or three last year total?
Something, yeah, he was lights
adventures.
Out.
He had some adventures at the inning, but he fixed the Alex Colome, Emilio Pagan. He fixed the crisis by being one of the best closers in baseball. And he's a guy that you got to make sure you take care of him, you know. So as far as because he did have, what was it, 3 years ago, he only pitched 15 innings or something with a little something. But he's not a guy you can, you know, have all these starters only going four and a third and five and stuff like that, like they did 2 years ago. You can't, you know, you need starters going a lot of innings so you can, the three relievers you can trust, you can use, you know, him and Jackson and whoever else.
I think that's why, Pat, if Blake Snell does go, or anyone, at the five and fly rule, with them having so many bullpen options and the game having starters going less and less, just five arms last year pitched 200 innings. Five. That was it.
Yes.
So I think just having as many options and like going five innings actually isn't as daunting as it used to be. Or, oh, God, now we got to go to the bullpen by the six with so many great flamethrowers that teams are just stacking in their bullpens.
But the thing about the Twins is Sonny pitched 184. Good. That's good.
That's good.
Modern times. That's good. Mm-hmm. Lopez pitched what? More than that, right? And so they, you know, their starters pitched the third most innings of baseball, was it last year or something like that?
It was close to the top.
Yeah, close. So to me, that was a key to success last year, not having Chris Archer going three and a third, you know, was not, you know. You look back on that, that's one of the great stats in Twins history, that this guy maxed out at four innings and he got like 25 starts or something.
Yeah.
It took him forever to pull him out of the rotation, you know. And then poor Bundy, who even when he pitched good, they wouldn't let him face the lineup for the third time. That's one of the worst things that's happened with starters, though, is this philosophy of third time around the order. I mean, what, how are you going to go more than five? It means if you're pitching a three hitter after five, you're out because they're coming to they're facing you the third time.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I get like obviously a lot of pitchers are worse the third time through, but it's such an exercise in overthinking that, oh, we need to preventatively take every pitcher out a third time. Then the Twins kind of pushed through that last year more than they did two years ago.
Yes, they did. Yeah. And, but you look out there and say, okay, how's he throwing?
Right.
Here comes the top of the third order. Has he still got his good stuff? Let's go here, you know, if he's still throwing hard. Who was it? Wasn't Pablo was the reverse, right? Pablo gets better. Isn't that?
Yeah,
isn't
Pablo had rough start.
Gets better?
Rough start.
No, but I mean, yeah. He gets better as the game progresses. Yes. Boy, that big, strong horse making 33 starts is pretty important too, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, yeah.
He's a big man. You know, we all love Louis, but that was a good trade. We got to admit in retrospect here.
You know, Joe Ryan's another one though, Pat. That I think because he hid the injury and he kind of got rocked around there. But if every twin starting pitcher last year is pitching at their best, I'd put Joe Ryan's give me Joe Ryan's best seven innings and best 100 pitches. Yes. Right up there with Pablo and Sonny Gray. But he can't repeat it as often to this point in his career.
And I think the hitters really adjusted to that, you know, because for a while he was only throwing, 92, 93, but they were always late because he was really successful throwing. And then all of a sudden, he started giving up two home runs a game was his big problem. So, but he's not going to back off. He's not that, you know, he's got the big personality and he's. Yeah, he's going to go after him. And, you know, Burke probably gave up 50 one year, so what the heck, you know.
If there's solos or a guy on base, who gives a damn?
Yeah, that's right. They probably – it'll be interesting to talk to him. I wonder if they had him go try to refine another pitch or something like that because that high fastball was he was – when he was good and the hitters were trying to adjust to him the first two times they saw him, that made it easy for him. But he's a real competitor. And Paddock's a big question, too. I mean, they loved everything about the way he threw, but we talked about it. He hasn't pitched in 2 years. That's a big ask to all of a sudden you're going to be my third starter and make 32 starts. I doubt that. So, anyway, but it's, I like the lineup, though. Oof. I really do. I think that, Jeffers is obviously going to catch 100 games this year, and the other guy's going to catch fewer if Jeffers hits like he did last year. You know, Kirilov's a big, big question because of his injuries. But if you got him and Julian and Correa and Royce Lewis in the infield, there's not going to be many infields around that hit better than that. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
Gray's gonna have a better year with the bat too, I think.
Absolutely, yeah. If he's healthy with the foot, I mean, if you get a full season or even 135, 140 games of healthy Correa, healthy Royce Lewis, that's enough right there to get you to like 90 wins, 88, 90 wins, and then we'll see if Kirilov. There's a lot of ifs here, but man, the best version of this lineup is a lot of dudes in their prime, mid 20s, and then Carlos Correa. So I'm with you, Pat. I like this lineup.
I'm still interested. Is Kepler going to be here? Because they don't like to let guys walk. So,
don't you think they'll try to flip him still for a pitcher here in the next few weeks?
Yeah, I kind of do because, he and Rocco were cross swords there for a while in the middle of the season. And then all of a sudden, the second half of the season, he was a hell of a player.
Yeah,
He was, we talked about it the other day. He was awful for a while. I just don't know. I was saying the Yankees would have been a great fit, but then they got this guy named Soda to take care of that problem.
Where
are the Blue Jays at with
how
that?
How many home runs are Judge and Soto going to hit in that ballpark?
It is funny. Judge, like the Twins went to the market with their, hey, we have a lefty hitter for you. They're like, actually, we just bought an Aston Martin. So
Judge hit 25 pop flies to right center field for home runs each of the last 2 years. And now this guy's going to be pulling the ball there and he'll hit 80. It's going to be he's going to see that wall after being out in San Diego and say, are you kidding me? Yeah. I could get fooled and hit a home run.
And it's great. I'm sure Aaron Boone likes to have the boost in the lineup, but the temperature on Aaron Boone's seat just went up to 11 out of 10 with that acquisition.
Now, this isn't the crazy Steinbrenner, but he'll still pull the trigger quick. Yeah, he's got to. A lot of people were surprised he survived, you know.
Yeah.
So. On Boone?
Yankees have not been in the World Series since 14 years without being in the World Series. Pretty amazing. Yep.
Hal Steinbrenner's no fun, though.
No, he isn't.
We don't get nearly. He is concerned about the bottom line, and he ain't concerned about the stuff his old man was. Mm-hmm. It's not nearly as much fun.
It was great in his later years for me to become George's buddy. So much so we could watch the swimming together in Barcelona. Yeah. It was George and I, which was something because I took more cheap shots at George than anybody ever. But I'm in Minneapolis. What's he care?
George's name in print was all George cared about.
Yes.
He just loved to see his name in print.
And the New York Post and the Daily News loved to have him back there on the back cover, too.
Oh, great.
It was amazing.
Yeah, well, reach out to your Yankee fan friends. 14 years, no World Series. Just check on your Yankee fan friends in your life, audience.
Yes,
make sure they're okay.
So our Wolves kind of messed around and then put them away in the fourth quarter. That's what you're supposed to do with bad teams, right?
It was a back-to-back. They got in at 3 in the morning. You know, you're playing the Blazers.
Now you get to play them in 2 days, and they won't. The Blazers won't show up with as much interest this time. So they're going to hit the break at what? What's the record going to be?
What are they, 37-16 right now or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Man alive.
And they're going to beat the Blazers by 35 points tomorrow night.
Yeah, they should. Are we going to get the other Morris or not?
Pat Beverly, NBA insider, is reporting that Marcus Morris isn't technically able to sign anywhere because I think he's still a Spur. They haven't bought him out yet.
They're going to. He's going to run of those buyout things supposedly, but his twin brother. Marquise. A lot of horses in this league. His twin brother is trying to get him to come to Dallas. So, but I don't know if, if he's got a chance to come here and play with these guys and shoot threes, he'll be, maybe they'll get him. That'd be, then we'd have too many Morrises too. But, so that guy hasn't, I didn't get to see the game last night.
Monte Morris?
Monte, what's he playing 12 minutes behind Ricardo?
Yeah, he played 18 the first night, then he played like 11 or 12 last night. And he's admittedly, he's still rusty because he missed the first 3 months with a bad. I'm pretty sure the Pistons said, hey, can you give us like 8 minutes a night for a couple weeks so we can trade you? And he said, I'd love to get out of here. So he's still kind of working his way back. But
isn't the buyout another great gimmick by the NBA to create interest? Trading deadline's over, we're not done yet. One of these good teams might have another 8-time All-Star on his team, in a week because he's on a bad team. I wonder what the commissioner's office thinks of this. Or they probably don't mind.
I think they like it. Yeah. By the way, the big news in the NBA this morning, Ramona Shelburne and somebody else reporting that at the last minute on the trade deadline, the Warriors put together a package and tried to lure LeBron James to Golden State from the Lakers.
Wow. Really?
But it didn't come to fruition. But they're expecting that it might potentially be a thing this summer during the free agency period.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, he's going to look around at the Lakers and say, okay, where can I go and try to play for the title? But they got to, one of their big problems up there is Clay is just a shadow of what he is. Yeah. They're paying him $50 million or something.
They need Clay to just kind of stand in the corner and he needs to play the Ray Allen at the end of his career role. just stand in the corner and knock down some threes.
Yes, Ray Allen. People are still wondering if we should have made that Steph for Ray Allen trade way back
<That's>
when.
<me.
laughs> Steph was fun though. Steph was fun until he decided I got to get as much money in Garnett. You can't. It's impossible. I don't care. I want as much money as Garnett.
Okay.
See ya. I had to go. That trade was ruined. That trade ruined ruined a great career for Steph because he ended up in China getting a statue built about him.
Okay. He was maybe more famous in China by the end of his career mm-hmm. than he was.
I think it soured McHale, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably. Although, you know, I mean, they had to run after he was out of here. So that they had their good years after he was out of here. So.
Well, Pat, we got to run, but we'll do it again tomorrow and Friday. And, yeah, we'll keep the spring training updates coming from Fort Myers.
All right. We'll have more information for you tomorrow. So
sounds good.
Goodbye.
All right. Pat Royce on the beat for Score North here. Royce and Chain presented by Josh Arnold, investment consultant, Mr. Money Talk.